You know, a source of great pride, I think, for North Texas and Dallas in particular, is the fact that the Susan G. Komen Foundation, the Race for the Cure against Breast Cancer, was founded here and still is based here. And it reaches all over the globe. Paula Schneider is the still relatively new president and CEO of Susan G. Komen and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you. But I can't say I'm relatively new.
Well, a year and a half.
A year and a half. That's, you know, after the first 6 months, you have to say you're in it.
You know, and actually, we were talking about with 125 people a week, I guess it is, or a day, anyway, moving into this area. Yeah, there are a lot of people behind you, come to think of it. So you come from the retail world. I mean, you were CEO of American Apparel, and now you're working a not-for-profit. What's it like? Is it all business?
Yeah, I think the sense of urgency in not-for-profits isn't exactly where it needs to be, where if you're running a publicly traded company and it's really important that you get that last gene sent out in that last quarter so that you can
make your numbers.
And for me, coming into a not-for-profit, and I think this is sort of not just Komen when I walk through the door, but a lot of not-for-profits is we have to move faster because what we do is so important, and it's not about the last gene, it's about saving lives.
Yeah, and I guess this is special for you. I mean, it's a natural transition to go out and find a good CEO to head up, you know, a multi-billion-dollar corporation like Komen is. But you're a breast cancer survivor.
I am, and for me, it's personal. I was diagnosed with breast cancer and triple negative, which is one of the most deadly kinds, about 12 years ago. My mom passed away from breast cancer. My brother passed away from metastatic, not breast cancer, but prostate. My sister had melanoma, so there's, you know, some wild cancer gene in our family. And I have two daughters, so it's kind of enough said.
So tell me about the state of the not-for-profit industry right now. I'm thinking about, you know, tax law changes that probably made it a little tougher for you to go out and get some of the sponsorships and commitments that you did. And plus, there's a lot of competition for money.
Yeah, I think the tax law changes are just that you can't write off at the levels that you used to be able to write off. So those are more individual donors. From a corporate standpoint, you know, it's a different ball game. I think it's the relevance, right? It's becoming it's making sure that you stay relevant and what you're working on is something that resonates and continues to move forward. Every other business and organization in the country has to move forward and change with technology and change with what's happening in the world place, in the marketplace. And not-for-profits are not exempt from that. So, you know, we're looking at how we deliver mission. We look at how we fundraise. We look at diversifying our fundraising.
And you've got a lot of balls in the air, too, because this is a vast organization. You've got affiliates literally all over the world. And I would guess that you have to keep everybody towing the line and have a single message, and you're trying to herd a bunch of volunteers to a great degree. I would think that'd be a challenge.
Well, we have about 100,000 volunteers, and thank God we do, because a lot of the heavy lifting is done with our volunteer organization. And for anyone who wants to volunteer, there's always a place for you. And then we have 60-something affiliates that are nationwide mostly, and a couple of affiliates that are outside of the country. And then we have our corporate offices, which are right here in Dallas, and I can actually see the building from where I'm sitting.
The affiliate, I remember, I think I've seen Komen in Germany, in Italy, right?
Italy. Italy has our largest Race for the Cure in the world. They're having their 20th anniversary in May, and we have a big hoopla going on there. And there's probably about 90,000 people that participate, which is the biggest Race for the Cure anywhere. And it literally shuts down the streets of Rome and around the Colosseum for the whole morning of.
Well, ultimately, I mean, the whole goal is to do something about breast cancer. Is anything being done?
Yeah, there's a lot being done. Is it being done fast enough? No. You know, but for anyone who's struggling with living with metastatic breast cancer or going through breast cancer right now, it's never going to be fast enough. But, you know, we have our a big conference that is the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium, SABCS. And I call it sort of our Komen prom, because when we go there, most every major breakthrough that's happened in breast cancer has Komen's fingerprints all over it. And we really are so highly regarded for all of the monies that we have raised and for putting it into these into these interesting new breakthroughs that are happening. So there's a lot that's going on. Have we found a cure yet? No, we haven't. But, you know, we supported one study. It's called the Taylor X study. Years ago, I think it was like 10 years ago, where we donated money to them, where they did a study for estrogen-positive breast cancer, which is about 75% of the breast cancers. And it used to be that if you fell on the lower end of the scale, you didn't have to have chemo. So, and then the middle of the scale, all the way up to the end, you had to have chemo. And now there's a whole swath of about 70% of those women that do not have to have chemo because the outcomes are not any different than just the personalized medicine that they would receive. So for us, it's that's like a ginormous win because, you know, I've been through chemo and it ain't pretty. And there's so many lasting side effects that happen from that. So if you can avoid it in any way, shape, or form, you know, and not, and I have to say this, and not hurt your health or your potential outcome, then, you know, of course you would like that opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, so is that where does the money go? I mean, it goes, are you going to clinics, to university trials, to individuals? Are you doing your own research?
It's not necessarily our own research, but we are doing, I'm gonna step back for a second, because what we have is our bold goal, which is basically by 2026, we want to reduce the deaths of breast cancer by 50%. In order to do that, and that's our North Star, you know, that's a goal. We're working towards that. In order to do that, there's two things that we are investing our time and treasure in. And that is, the first is the social injustice of the inequities in healthcare. Because if you are African American, you're going to die 41-42% more if you get breast cancer than your white counterpart. So if we can just get people to get to the standard of care that exists today, we can save so many lives. So that's part one. And then the other side is working on the research side of it. So that, you know, the first part is community work, and we do a boatload of community work because we have our 60-something affiliates. And those people are boots on the ground, and they help people one by one by one. And then we have the research side of it, where we've taken a lot of our research and we have dedicated it towards the cancers that kill, which is metastatic.
Cancers to kill?
Cancers that kill.
Cancers that kill.
Because breast cancer won't kill you. It's if it becomes metastatic that it'll kill you.
Right.
So we have to stop that process from happening. So we've diverted a lot of our research funds to helping with the metastatic community, and not only to stop METs, but to how do we help people live more favorable lives when they're living with METs?
You know, you mentioned the bifurcated goals here, the one of getting people, you know, to the clinic and getting diagnosed and getting in front of people. Maybe I understand now, back long before you came, I guess 5, 6, or 7 years ago, there was controversy because there was money that was being given from Komen to the Planned Parenthood Association. Then they stopped giving the money because of Planned Parenthood, and then reversed and started giving it back. But I always wondered about why there was an association with Planned Parenthood to begin with. But that's what it was. It was part of that getting people to the doctor.
That's exactly all it was. And we only care about breast health, and it's a nonpartisan organization because it really doesn't matter who you are, what affiliation, whether you're rich or poor or black or white, or Democrat or Republican, it doesn't matter. So for us, it was, you know, literally, if we're giving to Planned Parenthood, it's because they're one of the games in town that help women get to the care that they need. You know, we don't fund anything but breast health, and that's all we do.
Any chance you can put yourself out of business?
I hope so. I really want to retire. I, you know, tell my kids that I want to come back to California when I'm done and retire, but I got to go cure breast cancer.
No, but what do the doctors say? I mean, is it a matter? I mean, you've made tremendous strides. I mean, if it's, you know, cut by half the number of people who have to go, but is that the way it is? It's just got to be like nibbled down.
Yeah.
There won't be a day when you say we found the cure, or
well,
there's an injection, or
you hope that would happen. But you know, breast cancer is not one disease. It's hundreds of different diseases.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it and if you have triple negative, it's different than estrogen positive. It's different than, you know, there's so many different identifications of breast cancer. And you have, and each one of those requires a different type of treatment. So it's not easy. This is not an easy problem to solve. But, you know, there's been great strides that have been made in a lot of these different areas and a lot of these different types of breast cancer, so that, you know, you can live longer, you can have a better chance of survival.
Right. So pick them off one by one.
One by one.
Maybe that's the thing to do. Paula Schneider is president and CEO of Susan G. Komen?
Yeah.
Komen? What do we call it?
Susan G. Komen.
Because it was the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer.
It's the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
All right. I like it.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks for coming by. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.